opening to this human experience. Sometimes as we connect to our experience, this human experience, with all of its struggles and challenges and delights and joys and boredoms and ordinariness, we recognize or realize that we really are not alone in our journey. And because as we see our experience as human experience, we recognize that many, many, many others are going through their own, everyone is going through their own journey, their own joys and sorrows. And what we are experiencing has been experienced many times over, will be experienced in the future many times over. And this can be both heartbreaking and freeing. As we start to see the conditioning in our own lives as conditioned patterns rolling on, and recognize how much we struggle and often how much we struggle when, especially, we own or take credit for feel that we're either to blame for what's happening or someone else is to blame or that we're the ones who made something good happen. We see that that taking credit for is a misunderstanding. And recognize with a kind of a heartbreak that that misunderstanding is repeated over and over in this world by beings that haven't looked into their hearts and minds. And here we are looking into our hearts and minds and seeing the depth of the greed, the aversion, the delusion, but also seeing our commitment, our confidence in this practice, our energy, our courage. To be willing to say, you're allowed opening to this. Sometimes people speak of the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows. It's like our hearts have to break in order to hold it all. In some ways, the breaking is the letting go of the resistance, the things as they are. And then we discover that we don't break. That the heart doesn't really break. But that it feels like jello. Vibrating, quivering, rippling, resonating. With the joys and the sorrows. And there can be a kind of a paradoxical delight in recognizing that we're not alone. Even as we feel all of humanity And just allowing yourself to meet, be with yourself. Allow yourself to be as you are. And we meet ourselves and the whole world at the same time.